Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd. Back in just a moment.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Well, the new executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council has dedicated her career to the pork industry. Farm Director Ron Hayes had a minute to catch up with her, and he's got the story.
She's only been on the job since the 2nd of March, but the new executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Kylie Denise, is already thinking hard about some of the big issues important to the pork industry and making sure that pork producers are able to survive and thrive.
Of course, it's important for us to always think about the image of pork production, and we know that the farm, the grocery store, the consumer, all of those things are becoming more disconnected all the time. So focusing on image will be critically important. Also, we talk about disease or some of those things that could come in and really stop production. So we'll keep an eye just on preparedness on farm. Biosecurity, you know, all of those things connect into it, but we really have to protect our farm and how we produce pigs.
Kylie Denise coming over from the National Pork Board, taking on the top hired hand position of the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, this week, students from around the country will be busy sharing the importance of agriculture. It's all in celebration of National Ag Day, which took place yesterday. The day celebrates agriculture and provides an opportunity for those in the industry to share the importance of agriculture with a broader audience. The future of ag is strong, and this is evident in many student-led organizations. This week, students from FFA, 4-H, Agriculture Future of America, and Minorities in Agriculture, along with Natural Resources and Related Sciences, will share information on the critical role that agriculture plays in our culture and economy. Students will also be learning skills this week that they can use as they go forward in their lives and strengthen agriculture along the way. All this week, student leaders will work together virtually to discover how they can continue to be advocates for agriculture while telling the vital story of ag throughout the nation. For more information on those events, you can go to ffa.org. Well, speaking of Ag Day, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action celebrated yesterday by announcing the growing list of companies, organizations, and individuals who have joined the Decade of Ag. The program is the first sector-wide movement to align a shared vision for the next decade around investing in the next generation of agricultural systems, restoring the environment, regenerating natural resources, and in doing so, strengthening the social and economic fabric of America. USFRA CEO Aaron Fitzgerald says these leaders are stepping up in action to collaborate for meaningful impact. The shared decade of Ag Vision is for a resilient, restorative, economically viable, and climate-smart agricultural system. The Decade of Ag Vision was a two-year process that was finalized at USFRA's annual Honor the Harvest Forum in the fall of 2020. USFRA says the case for food and agriculture to become the first U.S. economic sector to become carbon negative is promising, but more collaboration, partnership, and investments are needed to accelerate progress and make a meaningful impact in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.